Hello there. I needed to stand up for a bit because my legs were getting tired from sitting all day. And, what kind of project? Anyway. I was getting tired of sitting down all day, and figured why not do standing? What is this even talky to talk to vlog? No, that it's not even a vlog. It's an a log, audio log, audio log 5. Year 2017. Anyway, I'm severely bored. Like, I feel like I should be doing something constructive, and maybe this is constructive. I don't actually know. Or it's at least creative. There's these two. Well, there's a new one now, but a couple of months ago, two Mormon guys came to my apartment and, knocked the door. And me being me, I didn't feel like, shutting the door. Well, I think I did almost shut the door, actually, but I don't know. Somehow we got talking, and actually, really nice guys. They're here in Denmark for 2 years at a time. Well, they don't go on repeated trips. They go here and then they go home. From when they're 18 to they're 20, I think. Maybe some go later. I'm not entirely sure. But they're quite nice. But now one of them has left because his mission demanded that he had to go somewhere else. And so now there's this new kid here, which is interesting as well, his new face. I am a bit sad that I didn't get to say goodbye to the guy, but it's kind of how it is. Busy with projects and shit, and I wasn't even home. But he's, where is he? I think he's in Esbjerg now or something. So, well, he's still in Denmark. He's not going home for another, I don't know, 3 months, 2 months or something. He's been here for a while, and he speaks decent Danish. Danish is very difficult to master, and very difficult to even learn because the written language is nothing like the spoken language, which makes learning to speak Danish a humongous task. You basically can't speak proper Danish ever if you're an outsider. Because the rules are very obtuse, I think is the word. Like they're not just difficult. It's a lot of intuition and learning almost, I want to say every specific word and their the articles that bind to them. It's really weird. It's just stupid. Danish is a very impractical language. But yeah, I don't know. These two guys wanted to come over, and we've talked quite a few times because they ring bells out here. They come ring bells somewhere, and then if they're in the area, they come over, knock on my door. If I'm home, I'll open and talk to them. I've invited them in multiple occasions. Even fed them pizza one day. Apparently they have a curfew of 9 o'clock, which is crazy, but it's, I suppose it's not too stupid in order to keep people on a, decent regimen or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we've been talking a lot about religion. I'm sure it comes as no surprise I'm an atheist, or really I'm an anti-theist in essence, because I don't really see the good in religion at all. But that being said, I respect that people are religious, and I respect that they want to practice it in some kind of way. As long as they don't try to force it down my throat, I don't care. I would rather see a world without religion, but I don't think that's a very likely thing to happen. Because people are superstitious by nature. We're not very smart creatures, really. Even when we have, you know, perfectly rational explanations for things, we still find, you know, some kind of way to mystify things, and some people believe the Earth is flat. It's not, for the record. It's crazy. Crazy talk. But yeah, so they want to talk religion with me. It's fine. I give them my layout of things. They give theirs. We talk about things. But then it came to the topic of the afterlife, which for the Mormons is parted into three different layers, I want to call it. So depending on how, I don't know, how Mormon-y you were. Sorry, that was a weird way of saying it. You were before you died. That decides where you go. So the really Mormon-y people go to the upper layer. The not so much to the middle. And the bad ones go to the lowest one. But apparently they also have a hell. That's none of the three. But it's something that's, yeah, I don't know. Didn't give a proper explanation of it. But apparently they have a book outside of the Mormon Bible in which it says more about the afterlife. Because I am genuinely interested in knowing more about what the criteria is and what's there and, you know, all that stuff. Like, what's in the three things and why are they, like, why three? Why not two? Or why one and then not, you know, hell or whatever, you know? So, I don't know. I want to know more. I like knowing stuff. Let's see. What's this? Nah. Anyway, so yeah, it's interesting. I like talking religion, even the good and bad parts of it. And yeah, don't really agree with any part of it, but you know, it's my prerogative. It's pretty good weather outside today. It's a shame that I didn't go out, but you know, other things are more important. I don't know, I've been in a weird funk lately. Like, I've gotten into recording again, which is awesome, by the way. I love recording. It's a very nice creative outlet. I want to write scripts as well, but I don't want to do them myself, but at the same time, I don't see myself writing a script for others because, I don't know, every time I write a script, whether it's for, I don't know, I don't know if I've done male scripts, but I mostly write either scripts for myself and then post it at some point, like way down the line, or write scripts for women to record for men. But when I post scripts for women and they do the recording, they always tag me. And I feel like, or like try to say, you know, thank you to blah, blah for the good script. And I always feel like, I always feel obligated to listen to the audios when people record them, but I really don't want to. I really don't want to listen to like a million script fills of my stupid script. And I don't know if that makes me sound dickish, but I don't know. Like, a lot of the people that record, I'm sure, are very, you know, very nice people and stuff. But one, I'm incredibly selective about what I even listen to these days. Like, there's a lot in the voice, a lot in the acting ability, a lot in what's in the audio, a lot about, accents has something to do with it. Did I say acting ability? I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But, you know, and this is just the fact. There's going to be a lot of the people to fill the scripts that I don't want to listen to. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just the truth. I don't want to listen to everybody. That's just how it is. I'm very selective about what I maybe I should just make a disclaimer. Don't tag me. Just you put me in the title and use the script. Do whatever you want with it. I won't. I don't know. It's, I don't really know. I do not know. But I'm happy that I'm back to recording again. I'm sure there are people that are happy that I am as well. It's been interesting doing the race play audios. There's a lot of people that hate them. If you see the upvote to downvote percentage. But I also feel like DWA is more of a... I don't really give a fuck about the upvotes, really, because DWA is so terribly reflected on that behalf, because I'm sure there are people that are just downvoting me because they don't like me, and then there are people that are downvoting me because I'm a man. Maybe people are downvoting because of the way I tag. I don't know. It's whatever, you know. I don't really care about the upvotes. I do care about the comments, though. You know, you don't get too many when you do, you know, stuff that's kind of on the edge, you know, a little out there, a little on the edge, a little some of that extreme hardcore stuff, you know. And that's fine, because it is very obviously not everyone's cup of tea. You know, just like to be complimented, like to be told that I'm a good guy, awesome guy, good actor, cool voice, sexy, hot, all that kind of stuff. I love it. Let's face it. I mean, that's why most people are here. They want to be complimented. It's a good confidence booster, you know? So, yeah. It's a conundrum, a paradox. Want to write script and have people to fill it, but don't want to listen to it. For the most part. Sorry, but that's how it is. I also don't really know what to record now, because I did those three race play audios, and now I'm kind of like, well, I mean, I had fun doing this, but, you know, I can't keep doing this. Can't be my only thing. Gonna be known as the Asian race play guy. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. That's not what I want to be known for. Well, maybe I shouldn't have deleted my audios then. Oh, well. I'm sure it'll be alright in the end. I think I want to record some more cuddly stuff, though. But I'm not so much on the whole, like, I don't know. There's something about the whole fucking thing in audios that I really don't want to do anymore. Or maybe not forever, but for right now at least. And I don't know why. It's just, I don't know if it's really doing it for me, you know? It's, but then what can you do? You know, it's, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot outside of the fucking thing, but like, I feel like making audios where there isn't any element of like orgasm or whatever is, or like having the listener orgasm is, I don't know. I don't think those audios are as fulfilling in the end as, you know, stuff that's you know, has a lot of focus on the person doing something rather than the person being spoken to. And, you know, that's fine too. It certainly wouldn't come as a surprise if the stuff that where there's an actual focus on orgasms rather than a focus on the words is better received in a way. And that's fine. Yeah, that's just how my audios are right now. And maybe people don't care. Maybe this is just my own preconception of things. Snapuchato. I don't know what that is. My dog's coming up here tomorrow. Being dropped off. I'm going to have him the weekend over. And on Monday, too. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Really want to open a window right now. It's kind of warm. But at the same time, if I open a window, you can hear the ventilation from the store right next to me. And that would not be smart. Because I don't know if you can actually hear the fridge. I suspect you can. It's a condenser mic. It's picking up everything. But it is 10 times louder if I open the window. So... it's been a good day, though. Yesterday was better. I enjoyed yesterday more. Can't always have super awesome days. Today has been okay. And it's not over yet. I mean, it's only 10. Probably going to be up for another, I don't know, 2-4 hours. Yeah. We'll see where that goes. I've always wondered what it would be like to do, I don't know, live stuff for fans. Or do I have fans? I don't know. Maybe one. Like, I don't know, reading a telephone book. Because apparently people seem to think that I can do that and then sound amazingly sexy still. Or I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. Something that's been on my mind for a long time, doing like group things with people that want to listen to me doing stuff live. But I don't know if that's an actual thing that people want to do. Maybe it's just weird, you know? Like for the people there, like fan, and I don't know. Because I'm more than happy to talk to people. I would like that. Have people ask me questions about my stuff and be like, no, you can't ask me about that. That's too personal. Oh, yeah. Totally that. Absolutely. I don't know. Now I'm just being silly, rambling about stuff that makes no sense. So I'm going to cut it here. But I hope you enjoy listening. Bye.